A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome here inside Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, and today's matchup between your Daytona Tortugas and the homestanding Jupiter Hammerheads. Justin Rock welcoming you in to the pregame show, leading you up until our 6:30 first pitch here on this Tuesday night. Daytona coming off a shutout win against the Cardinals on Sunday. Chase Petty along with Dennis Boatman and Owen Holt combining on a four-hit shutout, giving Daytona their first win since the All-Star break. They come into play today 8-15 in the half, 37-51 overall. Jupiter even in the second half, 12-12, 46-42 on the year. A lot of roster movement from Daytona since we last spoke to you on Sunday. Six players have been taken off the active roster, with only one being added. Frazier, Aaron Gurren is back from the Arizona Complex League, spent all of last year with Daytona, made one appearance with the club back in early May this season. As for the departures after the game on Sunday, it was announced to the players themselves, wasn't made public until today, that Stephen Layton, the team leader in home runs, Javian Sandridge, who had more strikeouts per nine innings compared to any other reliever in the league that had 20 or more innings pitched this season, and catcher Michael Trautwine all rejoining, or Troutwine's case rejoining, and the other two first time joining the High A Dayton Dragons. So congratulations to all three. However, late adds today in terms of being removed from the active roster: Ilvin Fernandez, Jack Rogers, and Kevin Abel all placed on the 7-day injured list with no injury designation. We'll take a break when we come back. When we were in Tampa, I had a chance to speak with reliever Brett Lockwood. You'll hear from him. We'll also get you starting lineups in first pitch, Daytona and Jupiter, coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside side-arming right-hander for the Tortugas. That is Brett Lockwood. Brett, in your second season with the Tortugas, a little bit of a more normal start for you this year after COVID and not a real normal spring training last season. What's your experience been like in Daytona this year?
It's been great so far. Fans are great. Easier adjustment this year compared with COVID last year. So it's just been a great year so far.
Last year didn't get a chance to break camp with the Tortugas as you expected to, dealing with different issues. This year, normal spring training, breaking camp with the roster on the opening day roster. How would that help you this year, being able to just sort of have a normal routine going into the start of the season?
It's been a lot easier this year. tested positive before the season started last year, so I had a little bit of a delay last year, but I mean, it's been great so far this year.
Todd Naskadov, first year as a pitching coach in the organization. Last year you worked with Forrest Turman. Heard a lot of conversations with guys talking about how great Todd has been with pitch design and certain things like that. What's it been like working with Todd this year, and how has it maybe differed than working with Forrest last year?
Todd's been great from a development standpoint. He kind of tells you where you're successful, what areas you need a little work on. It's been great.
One of the other things that you talked about when we were speaking when you first got back into town at the beginning of the season was working on release point and continuing to work on developing that slider. What other things have you been working on during the season? How do you feel that progression has gone for you during the course of the first couple months?
Besides the slider, just trying to get some consistency on my sinker movement and working on killing some speed with the changeup, just kind of having a little more of a differential between those two pitches.
What do you have to do to try and work on something like that, trying to take velocity off a pitch and try and create the design that way? You know, so used to these days, you're used to hearing guys trying to add velocity and add things to their pitch as opposed to take away. What are some of the things you've been working on to try and develop that?
With the changeup, more just toying with different grips, just trying to kill some speed. I think that's mainly the big factor, just like trying to find the grip which works best.
One of the other interesting differences this year has been how the bullpen has been used. There's been a lot of different guys that are working longer into ball games, a lot of different starter types in this rotation. So a lot of relievers like yourself haven't pitched on a regular basis like you've been used to in the past. But you've done a marvelous job in staying ready, five straight scoreless innings over your last two outings. How have you found ways to stay ready when your name is called?
Just coming into the field every day, just trying to get 1% better, you know. Yeah, it's a little different, like, compared to last year. Like, I've had some outings this year where it's been, like, 12 days in between outings. But just coming to the field, trying to get better every day, staying ready, I think that's the big thing for me.
You have an awesome group of pitchers with you in that bullpen in Daytona Beach. A lot of different personalities, a lot of different people from different areas. What's it been like for you gelling with this group in the bullpen? It seems like you guys have a good time out there.
The guys are great. Everybody's ready to come in, work, get better every day. Yeah, doing some golfing on the off days helps create some relationships too. So,
yeah, you mentioned the golfing. It's a great thing that you brought that up. I was going to bring it up anyway. Well, I thought one of the cool moments earlier in the season, I remember you, Dennis Boatman, Tanner Cooper, and Hunter Parks going out to Arnold Palmer's golf course, what was it, Bay Hill, I believe it was, earlier during an off day on a Monday and getting a chance to do that. And I remember Dennis talking about how that's one of the coolest experiences he's had just being around sports in his life. What was that like for you, and what's that like being able to spend those off days, you know, sharing another passion of yours like golf with some of your teammates?
That was awesome. I mean, Arnold Palmer's Bay Hill, it's like one of the more historic golf courses out there, you know, and just being able to play on that course and then bond with the guys. Like, I didn't know Boatman Parks all too well before that, but just being able to, like, kind of spend some time together, get to know one another, it was great.
Looking at these Monday off days, there's always different ways for you to spend time. What's it been like for you getting a chance to enjoy those off days on Mondays? And also, one of the big differences for you guys in terms of being able to take a load off this year has been the Reds taking care of your housing. That's a big difference from last year. What have those experiences been like for you the last couple years?
The Reds have done a terrific job with housing this year. Can't really complain. It just takes another load off your plate, you know. You can kind of just come to the field and focus on the field of play every day and not having to worry about that aspect of things.
One of the other cool things I think about your story is you've been all over the place playing baseball. You grew up in California, played JUCO ball in California, then played Big 12 baseball in Kansas. You play for a team that's based out of Ohio, you've got spring training in Arizona, you've been playing minor league ball in Florida. What's been your favorite part about the different travels and experiences baseball has brought you?
Probably just traveling and seeing different parts of the country I've never been to.
What are some of the favorite spots you've had a chance to play at? Has there been any places that have stood out to you more than others?
I mean, I love playing Daytona Beach, you know, great environment, great fans, but kind of cool coming to places like Tampa, playing at the Yankees complex, and I don't know, just the other teams' facilities.
One final question for you, Brett. Coming up the All-Star break. It's been a big difference between this year and last year. You're going to have 4 or so days off, get a chance to get away from the field, decompress. What are some of the things you're going to do during that off day, and how excited are you for that time to get away?
Pretty excited. Just going to probably go to the beach, see my girlfriend, see my family, just kind of take a few days, decompress a little bit, and then it'll be a good refresher going into the second half of the season.
How excited are you to get a chance to actually go home? You know, last year I'm sure you maybe had friends and family come out to visit you here, but now that you got a break, a chance to see your friends and family back in your home confines, that's got to be a special feeling.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Brett Lockwood, outstanding relief pitcher for the Daytona Tortugas. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something. You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay! I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Waiting for both teams to take the field as we get ready for first pitch here at Roger Dean at Chevrolet Stadium. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins. Austin Callahan leads off at third base. Jay Allen, the second, is in center. Hayden Jones behind the plate in the three spot. Yasiel Pino cleans up. He's the DH. Michelle Triana at first base tonight, batting fifth. Braylon Menier, youngest man on the active roster, bats sixth at shortstop. Rafael Franco is the left fielder, hitting seventh. Fidel Castro will bat eighth in right field, and Luis Chevalier will bat ninth at second base. As for the Hammerheads, their starting lineup put together by their manager, Angel Espada. Yidi Capé will lead off, playing at shortstop. Javier Sanoja will bat second at second. Joe Mack is in the three spot behind the plate. Brady Allen cleans up in center. Zach Zubia, first baseman, in the five spot. Carlos Santiago will bat sixth at third. Jorge Caballero in right field, bat seventh. Tanner Allen, no relation, will bat eighth in left. And Anahuete Santos is the DH, batting ninth, with Edgar Sanchez on the mound for Jupiter against the righty Julian Aguiar. We'll take a break when we come back. First pitch is next. Daytona and Jupiter, Reds and Marlins in Florida State League Baseball, coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Thank you.
Back out here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First pitch just around the bend. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Overcast here on this Tuesday night. Hard to believe this is the first time these two teams have met in Jupiter this year. Each of Daytona's first two trips here to Roger Dean have been against the Cardinals. Another quick look at the Tortugas lineup. Callahan, Allen, Jones, the top third of the order. Pino, Triana, Menier making up the heart of the lineup. Rafael, Franco, Castro, and Chevalier making up 7, 8, and 9 in the Daytona order. Edgar Sanchez has as many strikeouts in a single game against Daytona as any pitcher has had this season. Struck out 11 against them at the Jack back in May. Sanchez, 6'1", 190 pounds, 21 years old, will turn 22 in a couple of days from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Sanchez making his 13th start, 15th appearance, 5-3, a 4.1 ERA, 55 hits in 68 innings, 26 walks, and 72 strikeouts on the year. Sanchez pitching for the first time since last Saturday against the Bradenton Marauders was game one of a doubleheader. No decision out of the bullpen. Was his first relief appearance since late April. Gave up a run on two hits in three innings. May have been a suspended ball game. Austin Callahan had an incredible series against the Cardinals last week. He will lead off here to start this series against the other inhabitant of Roger Dean, the Hammerheads. Sanchez ready, Callahan ready. The windup and our first pitch of the night is a fastball low, and we are underway at 6:32 Eastern Time. Callahan hitting at 306 now in 31 games. 14 extra base hits, 3 homers, 15 RBIs as this one stroked sharply and threw past the second baseman to his left and into right field a base hit. Austin Callahan continues to pepper the ball around the diamond after the All-Star break. He has four games and hits in all four. And Daytona with one on and nobody out. Brings up Jay Allen II. Had an abbreviated return to the lineup on Sunday. Was a scheduled 3-inning return. Went 1-for-2, including a base hit in his first at-bat. Righty against righty. Sanchez comes home. And Allen takes high. It is 1-0. Allen hitting at .233. That leads the team. 16 extra base hits, 2 homers, 18 batted in. Callahan leads off first. Sanchez offers. And Jay takes down and away. It is 2-0. Edgar working from the first base side of the mound. Fans that glove out on his front left hip as he gets the sign. At the belt, here is the pitch. And Jay takes high for ball three. Sanchez has made two starts against Daytona this year. One, he was utterly dominant. Picked up the win. He actually picked up the win in both of them. One, he was more vulnerable than another. 3-0. And Allen swings away. And that ball dips low, swing and a miss. It is 3-1. But Sanchez, in his first start against Daytona back on May the 4th, struck out a career-high 11 over six innings. 3-1 pitch, and Allen swings through the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Snap throw behind the runner at first, not in time. It's a full count. Pitched against them again back in late June. Lasted just 5 innings, gave up 4 runs. But did pick up the win in that start as well. Cloudy skies, not much sunlight to speak of. Although the lights haven't really taken much effect here yet. Does look like they have flickered on, though. Payoff pitch to Jay. And this one swung on and missed on a pitch that hit him in the shoulder. And Jay bends over a little bit. Might be wearing that pain a little bit on that left shoulder. Well, but fooled on that 3-2 pitch up and in. Hit on the shoulder with a fastball. And there is one out here in the first inning. Hopefully everything okay with Jay. Now the catcher, Hayden Jones. Righty against lefty, and Jones, a little dribbler, fouled off his foot and up the first baseline. This is a very shorthanded Daytona team. Will be playing at least the start of this series with five less than a full roster. Look at the bench for Daytona today with three players added to the IL in addition to three players going up to High A Dayton today. The Tortugas bench only two players deep, a catcher and a position player. Throw over to first, dug out by Zubia as Callahan dives back. Jones had an RBI base hit on Sunday, hitting 243 in 51 games, 8 doubles, 5 homers, 21 RBIs. The 0-1, Jones takes outside. It is one ball and one strike. Defensive alignment behind Sanchez tonight. Left to right in the outfield, it is Tanner Allen, Brady Allen, and Jorge Caballero. Righty ready. The pitch, and Jones swings and drives one in the air to right. Back goes Caballero to the warning track, and all he can do is turn and watch that one land out by the Cardinals' offices. Hayden Jones with a two-run home run out to right, his sixth home run of the year. RBIs 22 and 23. And three batters into the road trip, Daytona has a 2-0 lead. And one of the best hitters in the league since June the 12th. And Jones picking up another extra base hit, 100.7 miles an hour off the bat. No listed distance as of yet, according to the Hawkeye/StatCast Technologies. But Hayden Jones with a two-run shot, and now Yasiel Pino swings and misses at a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Pino was hitless on Sunday, did hit the ball that resulted in two runs on a throwing error in the first. That one down and away, it is 1-1. Pino hitting 262 in 19 games, five extra base hits, a homer, and five RBIs. Righty from the windup. And there's a breaking ball inside corner. Count moves to 1-2. Third to first around the infield for the Hammerheads tonight. Carlos Santiago, Yidi Capé, as Pino takes high for ball two. Javier Sanoja and Zach Zubia with Joe Mack doing the catching behind the plate. 2-2. And Pino hits the breaking ball foul towards the TARP third baseline. It remains at two balls and two strikes. Umpiring crew here today behind the plate, Chad Westlake, Jared Duerson on the bases. Automated ball strike system in effect. Another 2-2, and this a broken bat flare, but foul. All the way up towards the Hammerhead left field bullpen. And Pino will retrieve a new piece of lumber from the dugout before this at-bat resumes the 2-2 count. Two runs in on two hits here in the top of the first. Daytona a 2-0 lead. Refresh. 81 degrees here in Jupiter right now. 84 on the real field. Not much wind to speak of at the moment. As a matter of fact, you look at the American flag down the right field line at a standstill, every now and then blowing ever so slightly in the breeze as Pino gets a new bat but strikes out looking. Got him on the bender away. Edgar Sanchez with his second strikeout tonight. And there are two out for Michelle Triana. Triana did not play on Sunday. Coming into the night, hitting at 211 in 71 games. And the lefty batter takes outside for ball one. Triana, 53 for 251. 19 extra base hits, 6 homers, leads the team with 32 ribbies. A 1-0, and Michelle takes down and in. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Count moves to two balls and no strikes. Third baseman Santiago playing off the line. The pitch, and Triana golfs that one back and to the left. It is 2-1. According to the pitch FX systems, fastball, curveball, changeup for Sanchez. Generally sitting in the low to mid-90s as Triana chases that back foot breaking ball. It is 2-2. The break even from Edgar. And Triana reaches and pops this one in the air. Foul ground, third base side. Mac, the catcher, calling for it, waving off the pitcher. And on the warning track in front of his dugout, makes the catch to end the inning. But Daytona picks up two runs on two, hits the big blow, a home run by Hayden Jones at the end of the half. It is Daytona 2, and the Hammerheads coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the first inning, Daytona a 2-0 lead. Julian Aguiar getting the start for the Tortugas tonight. His first appearance since Sunday, July the 17th, the day before the All-Star break. Aguiar getting the ball for Daytona tonight. Long Beach, California native, 6 feet tall, 188 pounds, 21 years old. Reds 12th round pick last year out of Cypress Junior College in the Golden State. 18th appearance, 11th start for Aguiar tonight, 7-5, a 3.44 ERA. 58 hits in 65 and a third innings, 15 walks and 77 strikeouts. Pitched out of the bullpen in his last appearance on Sunday, gave up a run on two hits in two innings. Edie Capé will lead off for the Hammerheads here tonight. Right-handed batter against the righty pitcher. Aguiar is ready. So is Capé. And the first pitch of the bottom of the first. Breaking ball at the top of the zone for a called strike. It is 0-1. Capé playing in just his fourth game. 6-4, his first 11 at the plate. As this one bounced off the dish and back to the netting, it is 0-2. Capé, no extra base hits and an RBI. Get you the numbers on Aguiar's last start after this pitch as this laced foul towards Daytona's dugout. First base line, it remains at 0-2. Aguiar picked up the win in his last start. That was two Tuesdays ago in Tampa as Capé fouls it towards the press level. Remains at no balls and two strikes. Aguiar tying a career-high five innings. Did give up two runs on a couple of solo home runs, but struck out a career-high nine in the win over the Tarpons. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt, smothered by Jones. It is one ball and two strikes. Of course, that Sunday in Tampa, strange afternoon as this one yanked foul. Again, up the left field line towards the Hammerhead bullpen. We'll do it again. At first game, Daytona rallying from two runs back to take the lead before the Tarpons walked it off in the seventh. Then, of course, game two suspended. We picked up the the very end of the season. This is a high pop fly in the infield. Triana calling for it, shifting ever so slightly to his right and on the infield dirt. Makes the play for the first out. One away in the opening inning for Javier Sanoja. Started the season in Jupiter, was sent to the Complex League, has since returned. Joined the team again starting on Friday. Sanoja hitting a buck 87 with the Hammerheads in 36 games, 23 for 123. This is a soft ground ball to third. Callahan on the infield. Grass throws on the move in time. And there is two away. Nicely done by Callahan on the swinging bunt ground ball. Sends up the catcher Joe Mack. Was on the IL the last two times, or the last time these two teams met. Mack playing in just his seventh game with the Hammerheads, 5-4-18. That is a 278 average. Double a homer and four RBIs. Upright stance from the left-hand side. And Aguiar peppers the top of the zone. It is 0-1. Mack, good baseball bloodlines. His older brother Charles played in this league last year for the Mighty Muscles. As that one atop the zone, a called strike, 0-2. Aguiar looking to cruise through the opening inning. Righty's 0-2 pitch. Struck him out. Fastball up in the zone at 94. And Aguiar retires the Hammerheads in order on 11 pitches in the first. No runs, no hits, nobody left. After one, Daytona a 2-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best-dressed uniforms. We'll have live music, pregame, and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning. Tortugas leading Jupiter 2-0. Fans, need to get your group to their big event? Then ride with our friends at Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. And another plug, definitely want to check out our Instagram at Daytona Tortugas during the course of this week. We'll explain why. As Braylon Menier will lead off against the righty Sanchez, attacks the first pitch and fouls it to the left. It is 0-1. Braylon, youngest man on Daytona's active roster, hitting a buck 89. 25 games, 14-4-74, two doubles, three homers, seven ribbies. This one hit sharply on the ground to second. 2-1 is Sanoja to field. And at the back of the infield, dirt throws on to Zubia for the first out. Sends up Rafael Franco. First day in his new number with Stephen Layton moving up to Dayton. Elvin Fernandez switching from number 3 to number 1. Franco switching from number 17 to Fernandez's old number 3. Franco, 3-4 his first 28 in 11 games. This is a foul tip. It is 0-1. One of those three hits, a homer and two RBIs. Making his second straight start in left field. The 0-1. Breaking ball outside and low, 1-1. But really talented photographer and content creator Ashley Herman, who's done a bunch of different stuff for Major League Baseball and their different subsidiaries in the past, will be covering everything down on the field. And all that good stuff. So be sure to check it out as Franco swings and misses. Pitch down and in. It is one ball and two strikes. Now, hard to do some of that stuff while doing play-by-play. So grateful to have Ashley with us for the week. As Franco takes down and away, two balls and two strikes. Hammerheads tonight wearing the home whites. Hammerheads arched across the chest in black. Another pitch, and Franco another dribbler behind the plate to stay alive. Orange piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Black numerals on the back, same orange border. Sanchez, the 2-2. And Franco reaches and lines one right at the third baseman, Santiago. Doesn't even move a muscle. Makes the play for the second out. Humpback line drive off the bat of Franco. Four straight retired by Sanchez since the home run. Brings up the right fielder, Fidel Castro. Castro did not play in the game on Sunday, hitting 220 in 32 games. Righty's first pitch, fastball, top the zone. It is 0-1. Castro, two doubles, four homers, nine RBIs. Bases empty, two out. Daytona, a 2-0 lead. The 0-1, and Castro a liner off the leaping glove of Capé in a left center field for a hit. Castro makes a wide turn at first, but will retreat. Fidel with a two-out single, and Daytona a base runner here in the second inning. 105 miles an hour off the bat on that screaming line drive. Now it is Luis Chevalier. Got the start at second base on Sunday as well, playing in his 16th game, just 2-4-28. As he swings and hits a high pop fly into shallow right center. Coming on it to his left is the center fielder, Brady Allen, will make the catch above that black cap to end the inning. No runs, one hit, one left at the end of one and a half. It is 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the second inning, Daytona leading 2-0. Brady Allen, Zach Zubia, Carlos Santiago. The three due up in the inning. Julian Aguiar needed just 11 pitches to get through the first. Brady Allen, righty swinging center fielder, will lead off. And the first pitch heater from Aguiar sizzles across the plate. It is 0-1. Allen hitting at 240 in 80 games. 22 extra base hits, 8 home runs, team high 43 ribbies. And he takes another strike. Outer half, it is 0-2. Defensive alignment behind Aguiar tonight. First, we'll get you the 0-2 pitch. Righty offers, and that one off the outside half. Allen lays off 1-2. Left to right in the outfield, Rafael Franco, Jay Allen the second, and Fidel Castro. Third to first around the infield, Austin Callahan, Braylon Menier, Luis Chevalier, and Michelle Triana. As Allen checked his swing, did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says the base umpire, Duerson. Evens up at 2-2. Hayden Jones doing the catching behind the plate tonight. Julian's 2-2 pitch, breaking ball hit high in the air towards left. Franco back into his right, but this one will curl foul. And it will remain a two-ball, two-strike count. Tortugas tonight wearing the road grays. Daytona arched across the chest in green. Green numerals front and back, powder blue border. 2-2. And Allen hits the breaking ball down the right field line. Will it stay fair? No. Into the crevice between the line and the bleachers behind the Tortuga bullpen. Stays at two balls and two strikes. Green and blue piping around the collar down the front of the jersey for Daytona. Aguiar gray pants all the way down to his ankles. Black and white Nike cleats buried into the stadium mound. Another 2-2 pitch, and Allen lays off up and in. It's a full count. Green cap, green bill for Daytona this evening. White block, D logo on the front. Payoff pitch, and Allen hits this one on the ground to second. Chevalier stays down on it. And the play on to Triana for the first out. One away. Sends up the first baseman, Zach Zubia. Zubia entering the night hitting .230. 77 games, 20 extra base hits, 7 homers, 33 RBIs. And the righty comes home. Breaking ball low. It is 1-0. Get you the dimensions here at Roger Dean in just a second. 1-0 to the former Texas Longhorn. Curveball spins in for a strike. It's 1-1. 330 down the left field line. 350 to straightaway left. 382 to left center field. 1-1. Fastball below the knees. 2-1. 400 is straightaway center here. 382 to the power alley in right center. 350 to straightaway right and 325 down the right field line. 2-1. This one on the ground and through the hole between third and short. Jupiter has their first base hit, their first base runner of the game. Zubia aboard with a one-out single. And the Cardinals, rather the Hammerheads, with one on and one out. For Carlos Santiago, one of the newer members of the Hammerheads, playing in his 20th game, was not on the roster the last time these two teams met. 247 average for the switch hitter, a double, 3 homers, 14 ribbies. First pitch, batting left-handed, curveball outside. Moves to 1-1 and no strikes. Aguiar been so good for Daytona over the last month plus. Zubia leads off of first. 1-0. And Santiago can't hold up on the breaking ball. Down and in, it is 1-1. But Aguiar since June the 10th coming into play today. 4-0, a 2.22 ERA over 7 outings. 3 walks, 34 strikeouts in that time as Santiago sends one to the mesh screen. It is 1-2. Aguiar tied for the league lead and wins since the 10th of June. Had he had enough innings to qualify, would be second in whip and ERA while third in batting average against. The pitch down and in. Blocked by Jones sliding to his right. Evens up at 2-2. Zubia, the man at first with one out. Daytona, a 2-run lead here in the second. Pitch, fastball high, and it's a full count. Second full count for Aguiar here in this second inning. Ball in the righty's right arm as he dangles it at his side. Leaning in for the sign, the payoff pitch, and this one stroked foul. Was right on the curveball, but could not keep it straight down the first base line. And we'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Top of the 7 o'clock hour here in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona, a 2-0 lead. Hammerheads with a man at first and one out. Righty comes set. The payoff pitch again. And another foul ball out of play to the left. As we mentioned, Santiago, one of the newer members here. Khalil Watson was the Marlins' first-round pick last year. Sent down to the Complex League on Friday as Santiago takes high for ball 4. So a rare walk allowed by Aguiar. And Jupiter with 2 on and 1 out for the right fielder Jorge Caballero. Caballero hitting at 277 in 60 games. 10 extra base hits, 3 homers. He's brought home 17. Middle infield at double play depth. And the first pitch flared into center field. Coming on and unable to get there is Allen. Only going base to base is the Hammerhead base runner. Stopping at third, Zubia. To second goes Santiago. Jorge Caballero with a first pitch single. And the Hammerheads have them loaded with one out for the left fielder, Tanner Allen. Allen, Marlins fourth-round pick last year out of Mississippi State. Started the year with high A Beloit for rejoining the Hammerheads roster. Since rejoining Jupiter, playing now in his ninth game, 5-4-26. That's a 192 clip. A double, no homers, no RBIs. Lefty batter, bases loaded. Corners in, and Aguiar paints the inner half with a fastball. It's 0-1. Allen was hitting 209 with the Sky Carp. At 3 homers, 21 batted in. Hit .189 in 30 games with the Hammerheads after being selected last year. The 0-1. And Aguiar finds the inside corner. Sinking fastball at 94. It's 0-2. Zubia at third. Santiago at second. Caballero at first. Daytona holding on to a 2-run lead. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt. Ball did not make it to the plate in the air. Nice sliding stop by Jones to get it off the chest. Keep those runners where they are. It remains a 2-strike count, 1-2. Aguiar up over 20 pitches here in the second inning. Callahan off the line and in. And that one in the dirt. And this one gets away from Jones, and they say it hit him. Aguiar just spiked that ball in the dirt and came up off a bounce and clipped the legs of Tanner Allen. So after jumping ahead 0-2, choking a couple of breaking balls, and a hit-by-pitch allows Jupiter to get on the board. It's 2-1. First RBI for Tanner Allen back in a Hammerhead uniform. As now Todd Naskadov out of the first base dugout will have a conversation with Aguiar. Up at 25 pitches here in this second inning. After needing just 11 to get through the first. No one throwing in the Tortuga right field bullpen, but bodies are stirring and stretching. Hammerheads have the tying run 90 feet away. Go ahead run in scoring position. And now it is the designated hitter, Anahuete Santos. Santos sitting at 226. 10 extra base hits, a homer, 19 ribbies. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Base hit could give Jupiter the lead. First pitch and a fastball fouled away. It is 0-1. This one a tapper towards second, could be two. Chevalier on to second for one. Quick relay to first, not in time. Meniere's throw was late, was not hit quite hard enough for Daytona to turn two. It'll be a 4-6 fielder's choice. An RBI for Santos, his 20th of the year, and the Hammerheads have tied it at two here in the second. Back to the top of the order in Edie Capay. Popped up to first to lead off the home first. Caballero, the go-ahead run is at third. Santos, the man at first, as someone will start throwing in Daytona's right field bullpen. First pitch from Aguiar, line drive right field, playing deep was Castro. He won't get there. Scoring is Caballero on his way to third. The throw gets away from Callahan, kicks off the netting in front of Jupiter's third base dugout, and Capay will go on to second. RBI single for Edie Capay, his second RBI in a Jupiter uniform, and the Hammerheads have come storming back to take a 3-2 lead. Castro just playing too deep in right field to get to that baseball. Advancing to second on the throw, Capay. And now it is Sanoha, the eighth man to bat for Jupiter in the inning. Grounded out softly to third in the first. And the righty's first pitch, another ground ball off the end of the bat, too short. Meniere on the run, throw to first in time to end the inning. But the Hammerheads score three runs on three hits and leave a pair on base at the end of two. Jupiter a 3-2 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Well, stop us if you've heard this phrase before. We're entering a lightning delay. Apparently, it is just a thing when the Daytona Tortugas go on the road now. Make that now six straight road games in which Daytona has had a game delayed at least for a period of time due to lightning. However, unlike Tampa, they are powering through the lightning delay to put the tarp on the field. We haven't seen any flashes of lightning here in Jupiter at the moment. It has been overcast and a little dreary throughout the course of this ball game since the first pitch was thrown shortly after 6:30 here this evening. But they have used the golf cart to unfurl the tarp. They've got the Hammerhead staff out there about ready to pull the tarp over the field. Hammerheads players heading back to their locker room. Tortuga players beginning to trek that way as well. Gookie Dawkins Jeffrey Sierra, Josh Hobson leading the charge. But we have entered a lightning delay here in Jupiter before the start of the third inning. The Hammerheads have a 3-2 lead. We will step aside for a brief couple of moments when we come back. We will update you on the situation in addition to giving you an update on what has happened so far in this game. Some looks around the league, around the country, around the Reds, and try and keep you entertained while we wait out this sixth straight lightning delay for Daytona in a visiting ballpark. So we are in a delay. Don't go anywhere. We'll have more info for you after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office and call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Well, shout out to the folks here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for getting that tarp out on the field when they did, because in the last 3-4 minutes or so, the heavens have opened up. Heavy rains beginning to fall here in Jupiter, Florida. The tarp securely fastened, and both teams have cleared the dugouts, and we sit in a delay here. Quarter after 7 in the East. Jupiter a 3-2 lead here in the top half of the third inning. To take you through the game that has been so far, Daytona started on a positive note after seeing 6 players removed from their roster earlier today, only adding 1. So Daytona playing with 5 less than a full lineup here today. Got off to a good start. Austin Callahan led off the game with a base hit. And then after Jay Allen struck out, Hayden Jones clubbed a 2-run home run out beyond the right field wall. His 5th home run of the year gave Daytona a 2-0 lead. Would stay that way, though, before the rains came until the bottom of the 2nd. Zach Zubia picked up a 1-out single. He moved to 2nd on a walk to Carlos Santiago. Jorge Caballero then dunked a single into center, loaded the bases. Tanner Allen was hit by a pitch. That forced in a run, made it 2-1. Anahuete Santos, a RBI fielder's choice to 2nd, tied the game at 2. And then Yidi Capé had an RBI base hit into right, gave the Hammerheads a 3-2 advantage. Javier Sanoha made the final out of the 2nd inning before both teams were told to stay in their dugouts and then ushered back to the clubhouses before this torrential downpour started here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 6th straight game with a lightning delay for Daytona, although this is a lot more than just a lightning delay right now. This is a gnarly-looking storm rolling through here, a typical South Florida kind of weather cell. Let's put it this way. Normally, you can usually see something in the distance, but if you look beyond that center field wall and that batter's eye, looking beyond those 2 video boards in left and right center fields, it is just grayish black out beyond there. A sort of Stephen King-esque kind of skyline right now here in Jupiter, Florida. But let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard while we wait for time. Let's put it this way. It's only been raining for about 5 minutes or so. The warning tracks are already beginning to flood here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Got some fans that are hiding out just below us. I was wondering where the voices were coming from. And that's where they are, just underneath to our right. But it is coming down heavy and fast. Keep you up to date with what's going on across the FSL here tonight. St. Lucie hosting Palm Beach. They have a 6-0 lead on the Cardinals in the 2nd inning. William Lugo, a 3-run home run, his 7th of the year. Elsewhere in the league, bottom of the 2nd in Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles and Tarpons are scoreless. Tampa trying to play their first full 9-inning scheduled game in one day since the first game of the Daytona series on July the 12th. Zach Messenger against Jalen Nowlin in that one. And then 2 other games impacted by weather right now. Clearwater supposed to host at Eden. That one in a delayed start due to rain. Nathaniel Perez Lopez starting for Dunedin and making a rehab start for the Threshers tonight. The modern Daytona baseball single season leader in wins, Scott Moss, from that 2018 North Division Championship team, will make a rehab start for the Phillies tonight. He'll get the ball for the Threshers if and when that game gets underway. Will be his first start in the FSL since September the 10th of 2018 with the Tugas. And Bradenton and Lakeland also in a delayed start due to rain out at Lee Comp Park. Major League Baseball and the Reds affiliate scoreboard today. Reds hosting the Marlins. More Reds and Marlins baseball in the baseball world these days. End of 2 in Cincinnati. Reds and Marlins scoreless. Hunter Green against Pablo Lopez. Jonathan India and Nick Senzel, the Daytona alums, in the Major League lineup for the Reds. As for AAA, Louisville at home against the Columbus Clippers. Guardians affiliate. That game scoreless. T.J. Zoik getting the start for the Bats. Jose Barrero, Aristides Aquino, Alejo Lopez, Chris Oakey, T.J. Friedel in the lineup. Double-A Chattanooga at home against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Angels affiliate, that game just underway. Connor Phillips making the start for the Lookouts tonight. Ellie De La Cruz, Alex McGarry, Alan Cerda, Ivan Johnson, and Daniel Veoheen making his Double-A debut tonight. All in the Lookouts lineup. High A Dayton, top of the fourth inning on the road against the West Michigan Whitecaps. Tigers Farm Club, they trail 2-0. Evan Kravitz, former Tortuga, on the mound. Jose Torres, Austin Hendrick, Tyler Callahan, Garrett Wolforth, Justice Thompson, and Stephen Layton making his high A debut tonight, all in the Dragons lineup. As for the Dominican Summer League, they played a doubleheader today, dropped game one 8-6 to the Diamondbacks. Black team had a home run and three RBIs in that game from Ricardo Cabrera. And in game two, they hosted the Diamondbacks black team, won in seven innings, 5-0 to the DSL Reds. They're now 18-20 on the year. Multi-RBI games in that one from Jesus Torres and Brian Riho for the DSL Reds there. And the ACL Reds will be at home against the Brewers Gold tonight, starting at 9 Eastern time. As for Major League Baseball, here on this rainy Tuesday night, Cubs beat the Pirates this afternoon 4-2. Seiya Suzuki, a solo home run, his eighth for the Cubs. O'Neill Cruz, former Marauder, two-run shot, his sixth. Top of the third, or rather end of one, in Baltimore. Orioles a 1-0 lead on the Rays. Spencer Watkins against Shane McClanahan. Cedric Mullins, a solo homer, his eighth. Braves in Philadelphia taking on the Phillies. Atlanta a 1-0 lead. Spencer Strider against Aaron Nola. Bottom one in Toronto. Blue Jays a 2-1 lead on the Cardinals. Vlad Guerrero Jr., a two-run homer, is 21st. Dylan Carlson has gone deep for St. Louis. Red Sox and Guardians are scoreless. Top of the first inning, Josh Winkowski against Brian Shaw. Bottom one in Detroit. Tigers and Padres scoreless. Garrett Hill against Mike Clevenger. Yankees lead the Mets 2-0 out at Citi Field. Aaron Judge and Anthony Rizzo have homer. Jordan Montgomery against Taiwan Walker. Angels in Kansas City to take on the Royals at 8:10. Jose Suarez against Angel Zerpa. Brewers host the Twins. Ethan Small against Dylan Bundy. White Sox in Colorado to take on the Rockies. Michael Kopech against Herman Marquez. Astros on the road in Oakland taking on the A's. Luis Garcia versus Frankie Montas. Diamondbacks host the Giants at 9:40. Tyler Gilbert against Carlos Rodon. Nationals in L.A. to take on the Dodgers. Josiah Gray against his former team and Mitch White. And at 10:10, Mariners host the Rangers. George Kirby against Dane Dunning. Rain has slowed down a little bit here, but still a very wet surface, and there still is some precip falling as we speak here at Roger Dean. Hammerheads have a 3-2 lead moving to the top of the third as we sit in this delayed game. Been delayed now about 10, 15 minutes or so at this moment. We'll take another break here on the Tortugas Radio Network as we continue to try and accumulate some more information on what exactly is brewing here during this rain delay. But before he got promoted on Sunday, or when he found out he got promoted on Sunday, we had a chance to chat with catcher Michael Troutwine about his journey to Daytona Beach, his 2022 season, facing Jacob DeGrom earlier this month. Feels like it was over a month ago now at this point. And much, much more is baseball bloodlines and all that good stuff. So you'll hear from Troutwine when we come back. And we will come back on the airwaves as soon as we have more information, good or bad. Hammerheads lead 3-2. We're in a delay going to the top of the third inning. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office and call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
After a 2-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for 6 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside catcher and now a little bit of an outfielder, Michael Trautwine. Michael, welcome back down here to Daytona Beach. It's been a whirlwind couple of weeks for you back down here in Daytona. How's the experience been for you?
It's been good, man. You know, we got a good coaching staff down here, really good group of guys. You know, it's been fun playing some ball, having a good time, and man, we played some cool spots, cool stadiums, so I'm enjoying it.
What's it been like for you here the last couple of days now here in Tampa at the Yankee Spring Training Complex? This place is absolutely massive. Is it ever overwhelming sometimes, some of these big ballparks you play in on the road?
You know, I wouldn't use the word overwhelming, but it is pretty cool to see. You come out to these parks and, you know, especially this one here, it's so big and it's so, it reminds you of Yankee Stadium. So it's a pretty cool experience. And, all the facilities we play at are pretty great, so can't complain.
And speaking of playing New York-affiliated teams, last week you're taking on the St. Lucie Mets, and you're in the lineup on Friday night, and there's some pitcher by the name of DeGrom on the hill facing off against you guys. What was it like in the clubhouse before the game, you know, going over scouting reports for a two-time NL Cy Young Award winner?
Yeah, you know, I think we all were just pretty – we were pretty amazed that we had the opportunity. You know, he's obviously one of the best pitchers to ever live. He's arguably the best pitcher in our generation. So you kind of see a talent like that day in, day out growing up, and, you know, you finally get a chance to face a guy like that. It's pretty cool. So we're all talking about, you know, facing the locker room and, you know, hoping we can put something in play, have a good at bat, and, you know, you see him on the mound when you're in the box, and it's like a pretty surreal moment. It's pretty cool.
What was it like for you stepping in that box for the first time, staring him down, and the first pitch you foul it off? What was going through your mind when you fouled off that first pitch?
You know, I knew he obviously throws hard, and he's got that nasty slider that's coming in at like 94. So I fouled off the first fastball and was pretty upset. I was like, man, I really hope I don't get a slider right here. Of course he goes slider, swing and miss, swing and miss, and had probably one of his easier at bats in his career, but. You know, it was just cool to say you face a guy like that, and, you know, you try to treat it like a regular at bat, but sometimes it's pretty hard when DeGrom's on the mound, you know.
It was really cool seeing not only yourself have some success against him in the box, but your teammates had three base hits against him, something that he hadn't given up in quite a while in this league. What was it like for you guys in the dugout watching Austin Callahan, first and foremost, almost take him deep, and then, you know, Jack and Steven pick up base hits, and for the most part, through the three innings you pitched, each and every one of you had some pretty good at-bats, you know, fouling off pitches and at least making them work a little bit more than other teams have.
Yeah, I thought we did a really good job. You know, obviously Callahan, it's a laser, you know, right center. That's such an awesome swing, and it's, you know, it's a cool moment to do it off a guy like that. But yeah, like up throughout the order, I thought we put some good at-bats, and you know, we kind of made him earn his outs, and, you know, it's fun to watch guys compete against him.
Now, you played a lot of catcher last year after being drafted by the Reds organization. You've played a little bit more outfield during the course of this year, not just here in Daytona, but in Dayton as well. You've had a few starts out in left field. Have you had any experience in the outfield before this year, and what's that been like for you, getting some opportunities in the outfield just to make sure you get in the lineup a little bit more?
Yeah, so I have fairly brief experience in the outfield. I played a little bit in summer ball after my freshman year of college, made a few starts in the outfield in my college seasons, midweeks and whatever. Really not too much experience. But again, you know, I think I held my own out there, and, you know, I think I'm athletic enough to play a corner outfield position or something like that. And again, it's anything to get in the lineup and try to help the team win, I'm willing to do so.
What's it like for you as a player when you're approached for something like that? Like, hey, we want to try and you out at a different position, someplace you maybe not be so comfortable in, but it's coming from a place like, hey, we want to get you in the lineup a little bit more. What's that experience like for you trying to, you know, balance both ideas?
You know, I obviously I'm a catcher first, and, you know, that's kind of where I think I belong, but I'm all about it. You know, like if they were to tell me to play shortstop tonight, I would do it. you know, I just want to play. I want to have some fun, try to win some games. Doesn't really matter to me where I am.
One of the other great things I feel like for you is you always seem to have an incredible positive energy, and it's a lot of your teammates as well, not just here in Daytona, but when you were up in Dayton as well. Where does that positive mindset come from, and how does that help you on a day-to-day basis in baseball when it can be such a grind day in and day out?
You know, honestly, I think it comes from, you know, baseball. The nature of baseball is there's a lot of failure and there's a lot of little failure. And I think, you know, having played the game for so long and having family who've played the game for so long, just been around it so much, you kind of have to treat it like that. You have to treat it, you know, you fail, you're going to fail and it's going to happen. But if you can stay positive and try to have fun through it, like, it just makes the experience so much better. So that's kind of the way I've been approaching it. And, you know, you're going to have bad days, and that's the only guarantee in baseball is that you'll probably have some bad days. So, you know, I try to keep a positive attitude throughout it all and be a good teammate. And, you know, I think that's kind of the stuff you'll remember in 30 years from now, you know.
You talk about your family lineage. Your grandfather was a pro ball player. Your dad was a pro ball player, a major leaguer. What's it been like for you since being drafted last year, sharing that experience with your family to know that, you know, not very many people get a chance to play pro ball, but the Troutwine family can say they have three generations of pro ball players. That's got to be pretty special.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And you know, growing up hearing stories from my grandpa and my dad about their pro ball experiences on the field, off the field, cool teammates they've played with. You know, it's, for me, it's kind of a cool thing to be able to add my own little stories in there too and kind of give them a newer perspective on what pro ball is like. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll be telling my kids stories of my pro ball days one day. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a special moment to just, you know, sit down with your pops and grandpa and talk about pro ball. It's pretty cool.
One final question for you, Michael. We talked a little bit about this last year. We're a couple of Big Ten guys. I'm a Penn State alum. You're a Northwestern alum. We've had some Big Ten guys up and around the organization. But there's been some news in the last couple of weeks with USC and UCLA joining the Big Ten in the next couple of years. Jamal O'Gwin here is a USC alum. Dennis Boatman spent some time at UCLA. Has there been any talk and maybe new rivalries budding inside the locker room, inside the organization the last couple of weeks?
We've definitely been we've been talking about it. You know, obviously it's a pretty cool change and a big change for the Big Ten. And, you know, I always joke around that you know, my Northwestern guys will get a nice little vacation to L.A. twice a year now, which is pretty cool. And, again, you know, I'm excited to see USC, the famed football, come into Evanston on 11 a.m. on a Saturday and see what that's really about. So, you know, it's cool and, you know, it's a cool experience for Northwestern guys and Big Ten guys alike just to kind of step outside of what they're used to and see some new competition.
I was going to say, you're a little jealous that you're not going to be able to make some of those trips out to California with the Wildcats.
Yeah, that would have been a nice, you know, especially that first week of Big Ten play. It's always still about 40 degrees anywhere you go. So that would have been a nice week one of Big Ten play schedule going out to L.A. But, you know, it's cool. And I talked to buddies still at Northwestern, and I'm excited for them. They'll have a cool opportunity to see some new places.
Yeah, as a student broadcaster at Penn State, I'm jealous I don't get to make any trips out to L.A. as well. Michael Troutwine, outstanding catcher, now outfielder a little bit. Great positive influence here in Daytona Beach. Thank you so much for the time. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, my friend.
Thank you, man.
Coming up next, the pregame show. We've got starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Little John. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Sheltastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table. Okay.
I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you. With the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Back out here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, still in a weather delay here in Jupiter. Hammerheads a 3-2 lead entering the top half of the third inning. The rain has subsided here in Jupiter. Still rather overcast. The grounds crew has spent most of the last 5 minutes or so trying to squeegee all the water off the tarp. They set up a blow dryer or one of those air chutes underneath the tarp to try and dry out some of the dirt, pool some of the water to be able to get it off. Neither team has emerged from their respective clubhouses. However, Gookie Dawkins, Angel Espada, the Hammerheads general manager, and I guess someone from the grounds crew is taking a look at the grass down the left field line. Espada, Dawkins, Nick Bernabe, the GM for Jupiter. I would imagine a senior member of the Roger Dean grounds crew checking the outfield grass, trying to make sure everything is up to snuff. Jay Allen coming off the IL last week. This just his second game back. No, that is going to be something Daytona is going to be very, very careful with how the outfield may be in center field. But the other aspect of it for Daytona is they only have two available players on their bench right now. Jamal O'Gwin, an outfielder, and Wilfred Astudillo, a catcher. So if they decided to remove Jay from the ballgame as a safety precaution for his health in the outfield, Daytona could be with just one player left on their bench the rest of the night. But certainly feels like a decision on a start time or whether or not we'll play at all again today is going to come very quickly with the meeting of the minds between the two managers, the GM, and someone from the grounds crew out there in shallow left field as we speak. However, we remain in a delay. We do not have any new information to bring you other than it has stopped raining. The grounds crew has been working tirelessly the last 5-10 minutes to try and get everything squared away just in case we are eligible to play tonight. But as of right now, everything's still up in the air. So we'll take another break. And we will come on back here on the Tortugas Radio Network as soon as we have a new start time or more information about tonight's ballgame. Tortugas trailing the Hammerheads 3-2, top of the third inning. We sit in a weather delay. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? a Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
After a 2-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for 6 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park Night. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursday is presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Little John. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in a brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Welcome back out here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Tonight's game, as you may have imagined at this point, has been suspended due to the unplayable field conditions here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. So, as a result, we will play the continuation of this game tomorrow evening starting at 5 o'clock. We'll start up in the top of the third. Daytona at the plate with the top of their lineup due up. Callahan, Allen, and Jones trailing 3-2. Game two will be a seven-inning contest following about 30 to 40 minutes or so after game one reaches its conclusion. The pitching matchups will probably get shuffled up a little bit. It was supposed to be Javi Rivera for Daytona tomorrow night going up against for the Hammerheads. That being the lefty Sandro Bargallo, but with seven and then seven to be played, do they maybe get bumped up to start game one or the restarted game? We will figure those things out with the pitching coaches for both sides and let you know as soon as that information becomes official and available to us. But tonight's game has been suspended. We'll pick it back up tomorrow in about 21 hours at 5 o'clock Eastern time. We'll complete the seven innings that need to be finished from today's contest and then play a seven-inning nightcap to close out the first two games of this series. So we thank you for joining us on this short Tuesday night for our quartet of owners, Zuri Smith, Bob Vergol, Rick French, Kyle McEwen, our GM Jim Jaworski, and my friend Ashley Herman helping me out this week. I'm Justin Rock saying so long here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We'll pick it back up tomorrow at 5 with Jupiter leading 3-2 in the top of the third. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, everybody. We'll hope for drier weather and better results tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.